As our population ages, the problem of elder abuse is coming into sharper focus. The government today announced that it plans to make stopping elder abuse one of its top priorities. Justice Michael Kirby is a retired judge of the High Court of Australia and an LGBTI advocate. He's addressed the 5th National Elder Abuse Conference today, talking specifically about elder abuse faced by LGBTI Australians. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
The most familiar forms of elder abuse that most people would know about would be the psychological kind or the financial kind. What kind of abuse are elderly LGBTI Australians facing?
It's basically an abuse of the mind. It is sometimes an abuse that arises from low self-esteem and from the fact that people who are LGBTIQ have gone through their lives doing a deal with society, and that deal was that they would pretend to be straight so that they didn't upset the majority and they didn't suffer from the criminal and other laws against them. And it's that confusion of the mind that it's harder to get out. You can change the law, but it doesn't easily change the attitude that people have, both gay people and those who look after them and deal with them.
Most people listening would think that we've really, as a community, radically reduced homophobia and those kinds of interactions. So how is it playing out? Give me some examples of this kind of abuse.
I think we have improved, definitely. In my lifetime, I've seen considerable improvement. But the fact that recently, when we had the proposal for equality in legal recognition of long-term relationships like my own of 49 years, we didn't do it in the way that we normally deal with changing the law. It didn't just go to Parliament and was debated carefully and then decided. It was forced by a small, relatively small group in federal Parliament to go out for an extra hurdle that had to be jumped. And that led to the proposal for a plebiscite and then for the postal survey. And that led to a lot of things being said which were extremely hurtful to young and old gay people. So this is the reality of our country. 38% still voted against it. People say, oh, what a wonderful result that was. Well, I don't think it was all that wonderful. It's good that it came to the right conclusion, but the process was a very flawed process and was a form of elder abuse and certainly of LGBT abuse that they were singled out for this special treatment.
Interesting you raise that, and obviously that was a big flashpoint in the community around these issues. What kind of consequences are you seeing, particularly in the older gay and lesbian community, as a result of this?
In the facilities that look after people, older people, there is now the problem of accommodating to the fact that some older LGBT people will be married. Now, not all of the facilities are unfriendly to that idea. And in fact, last night when I was participating in an early Mardi Gras event in Sydney, I spoke to an elderly couple, well, not elderly, middle-aged, I'd say, in their 60s, who had been married at a Roman Catholic aged care facility, and they were given every support, and the organisation that runs the facilities arranged for a movie to be made for them and given to them, and so things are definitely improving. But there are some facilities that will not be friendly. There are some who work in those facilities, particularly if they come from conservative countries in our region overseas, who won't be friendly. Even some families don't feel comfortable with their family member displaying memorabilia, photographs and other things of their loved ones. So we've still got a bit of a journey to make in these matters. And of course, it's very important for people to feel comfortable, safe, and accepted in their environment. But buzzing around in the heads of a lot of the older LGBT people is this deal they did for so many years with the government. We'll leave you alone so long as you pretend to be straight.
Another thing that is happening at the moment is this religious freedom review that Malcolm Turnbull effectively announced during that same-sex marriage postal survey. It's taking submissions. Philip Ruddock is heading it. Now, of course, that's looking at lots of issues around, you know, the way that people can protect their religious freedoms. But another concern you've raised is that many of our aged care facilities are run by religious organisations. What impact can that have on older LGBTI Australia? And do you see any link between what could be recommended in this review?
One of the suggestions that was made in 2013 was that the power to discriminate under federal law by aged care facilities should be removed. And in fact, that was done by the Gillard government, by Minister Mark Butler. And the interesting thing was that after the change of government, the return of the Abbott government, there were suggestions that the right to discriminate should be put back in. But at that time, the Catholic Uniting and Anglicare said, well, frankly, we don't want it back in. We don't need it. We don't feel we need it. And so it hasn't gone back in. And there is a federal prohibition on discriminating in such healthcare facilities. But you can have a law that says one thing, but there is then the issue of social habits and attitudes of staff and of families. And all of this requires education in the community and also familiarity with just who are the gay minority, because once you get to know who they are, they're just people like yourselves, like all of us, and that makes it harder to hate people when you get to know them. This is the journey we made with White Australia and with our earlier attitudes towards Asian Australians. It's still lurking down there, and we see a bit of it in our treatment of refugee applicants, but we are hopefully getting better at it, and I certainly hope we'll get better in our treatment of the refugees.
I began this interview saying that the government has today announced that it plans to make stopping elder abuse one of its top priorities. You've talked to me about a very particular kind of elder abuse, this, you know, a minority group within this cohort. Do you think the government should be focusing its efforts in this space, and what can it do?
The government has taken a desirable step. It's taken some time for them to get round to this. The ALRC report, the Law Reform Commission report on elder abuse, came out in 2016. But fortunately, this is a matter on which both the government and the opposition have indicated a consensus. They all acknowledge that this is something that has to be addressed. Anna Bligh turned up at the conference today talking about financial abuse, which is a major problem in this area. So there are a lot of problems and a lot of issues. There's a lot in the report of the Law Reform Commission, and there will be an agenda for practical change, and I think that's a good thing, and it's overdue.
It's been a couple of months now since that postal vote that you mentioned. Do you think that those wounds are healed, or are they healing?
Well, you'd have to speak really to young people who are gay, because I'm pretty tough, having gone through the test of fire, and I've been with my partner, Johan, for 49 years. I asked him the other day, should we get married? And he said, we shouldn't rush things. But in fact, things have got better, but I go to a lot of conferences, and at those conferences, people who are straight tell me how their nephew or their cousin or somebody in the family was deeply wounded by that process, by all of the churches. This is, to me, a fantastic and amazing and shocking thing, that all of the churches of Jesus Christ, except two, the Quakers and parts of the Uniting Church, came out for a no vote. I mean, I just find that amazing that should be so. It's Certainly it isn't the Christian religion I was brought up in. But that is something which will take years to get over, because people love their religion. They love it. It's what their parents gave them, what they got when they were young. It's what they truly believe, and the kindness and love of it is something they admire and want to cling to. But when you're treated as an unequal person, and often by politicians who turn out to be somewhat hypocritical, you really are hurt by it, and other citizens have to understand that, and we've got to get back to a bit of kindness to each other in this community.
Justice Kirby, I can't help but go there, because you talked about hypocrisy, and of course Barnaby Joyce, who's currently on a week of leave, has been accused of hypocrisy on this issue, given his personal issues, which are now very much in the public arena, and he's campaigning against same-sex marriage. Is that the kind of hypocrisy you're talking about?
Well, he couldn't even bring himself to vote when the matter came up in the normal way, or the abnormal way, when it came up before the federal parliament for the final vote. He just absented himself from the vote. It just seems to me concerning that a person should rise so high to be the deputy prime minister of the country and not have had enough experience or self-insight to reflect upon the importance of love, the importance of your sexual life, the importance of respecting others and respecting diversity. Instead, he kept going on about family values, and in the result, we're left with an impression that his idea of family values and what he was saying was rather different from what most people would have taken it to be. I just think there's a need for some of the opponents of LGBT rights to reflect upon themselves and to reflect upon their true beliefs and not to be so unkind to one another. That's the essential central message of all the great religions of the world. And people have got to get to the essence of it and not just be looking at little texts in the Bible to say nasty things to each other.
62%, or nearly just about, of Australians voted in favour of same-sex marriage. You don't think that's a figure to celebrate?
I don't think that's all that great, actually. I mean, considering that in Australia, the census shows that I think it's 78% of Australians now don't get married in churches. Now, that's a telling statistic. They get married in the local park, in a vineyard, in a golf course, or in any other place. And that then nearly 40% of my fellow citizens thought that they had a right and an obligation to vote no for the marriage rights of a cohort of people who don't choose their sexual orientation or their gender diversity. That this is still, I think, a pretty somber message. The majority was there, and that's a good thing, but that all the churches save two were against it, and that 40% voted against it, I still don't think we're there, and we've got a long journey still to go.
I want to end on a personal note. Do you think you can convince Johan to marry you?
Well, I think we probably will get married. We went the other day to the Rex Hotel, which was the place where we met nearly 40 years ago, and one idea for us is to get married in the park just next to the Rex, near the beautiful Alamein Fountain, where I looked at him and thought, gee, this is a good looker. And he's still a good looker, but he's got his feet on the ground, and he tells me to give religion away. He says they've always been horrible to women, to people of colour and to gays, and I should give it away, but there's no way I'm going to give my religion away. I'm still hanging in there for the time when there is a return by the spiritual community, the so-called faith community, to a love of one another, and that's been sadly missing in that community in recent times, and I hope we're not going to allow the Ruddock committee to turn the semi-success of the postal survey on marriage equality backwards and restore the right of people to be nasty to gay people. There's been altogether too much of that.
Justice Kirby, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining me. Justice Michael Kirby is a retired judge of the High Court of Australia and an LGBTI advocate. This is RN Drive 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive.